very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So, Alexei, what involvement have these suspects allegedly had that's been uncovered?
Well, according to the outcomes on the investigation, all the suspects were not directly involved in the downing of MH17, but they have allegedly facilitated the deployment of the Buk medium range air defense system from Russian 53rd air defense missile brigade stationed in the Kursk area to the Donetsk region, and then the retrieval of that platform once the attack occurred. So they have contributed to the acquisition of capabilities that was allegedly used by the rebels mm-hmm. or the separatists to down the MH17. They secured and protected the air defense system whilst it was deployed on the territory of eastern Ukraine and facilitated its retraction back to Russia.
Right. Now, Russia's foreign ministry has rebuked the claims that the suspects are responsible, and the former leader of the Donetsk People's Republic has labeled the investigation team biased. Why might the Russians be denying the findings of the task force?
Well, the Russians have been making continuous claims that they don't believe in the bipartisan nature of the investigation because they were not made part of the investigation. They played supportive roles. Everything that the Russians allegedly presented to the investigation team was either dismissed or was not seriously considered. The Russians came up with their own versions of what happened in the skies above eastern Ukraine, effectively accusing the Ukrainian authorities of downing the aircraft initially either by airstrike or by the fact that Ukrainian military continued to operate similar types of Buk surface-to-air missiles, earlier mm-hmm. variants that was used in the incident, and the latest revelation that the Russians have provided that the actual serial number of the missile, which was revealed as part of the outcomes investigation briefing which was held in Netherlands last year, actually belonged to the missile, which according to the Russian files was produced in Russia in late 1986, but then it was shipped to the military unit in Soviet Ukraine shortly after that. And since then, it was within the hands of the Ukrainian military.
Mm-hmm. So it would seem to implicate the Ukrainians in that case.
Well, they continue to implicate the Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. They continue to denounce any involvement, and they continue to denounce any military support that they have provided to the separatists. So on that grounds, they obviously try to avoid not only being implicated of the country that's been responsible for the incident, but they also try to avoid any form of any form of claims or lawsuits that victims of the tragedy may be launching uh-huh. or likely to be launching against the Russian state as a result of the findings of the investigation.
So, I mean, the investigators expect that the Russians will not extradite the suspects, but they still intend to go ahead with a trial at The Hague. Why are they having a trial if the suspects probably will not be held accountable?
Well, I think, first of all, there is a degree of allegiance by both the Dutch authorities as well as the Australian authorities towards the victims mm-hmm. of this tragedy. I mean, as former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop stated back in 2014, the Australian government made a pledge that it will do everything in its capacity to prosecute justice and bring those responsible to justice. Obviously, with the likelihood that those suspects will continue to be either located in eastern Ukraine, parts that are controlled by separatists, or in Russia, are likely to be handed over to other authorities in the Netherlands. The outcome of the trial is likely to pave way to establishing a legal precedent, and through that, to subsequent claims for compensation for the losses mm-hmm. sustained by both a Malaysian airline as well as families of those who have perished in this horrific disaster.
Yes, right. So it will definitely be taking into account the effect on the families in the actual trial.
Well, I think that's certainly one of the key determinants mm-hmm. these days, as you have said, the chances of those whom investigators believe are responsible for this atrocity being actually brought to justice are very slim. So the least the investigators can do is try to fight for the rights and the well-being of families affected by this disaster as to the best capacity they can.
And Alexei, finally, I guess with you know, as we've established, these are not the only, obviously not the only people who were involved in the downing of the plane. And the Dutch police chief has admitted that the report doesn't identify all the suspects, including those responsible for firing the missile. Are there any further measures that could be taken to find these other suspects at this point?
Well, the investigators hinted that they may have be in possession of more names, but they're still trying to investigate them, or they're not prepared to release them at this stage, perhaps not to reveal sources of information or not to give the Russians additional ammunition to make counterclaims. I think they will try to work out possibly the composition of the crew who was actually inside that missile unit, and because they would be the actual executioners of the mission. But I think the bigger task that the investigative team is now has is to convince Malaysia to take their side, because what played very strongly into Russia's hands was the revelation or remarks by the Malaysian Prime Minister, who made them shortly after the investigation revealed its results, who also questioned the validity of these claims and who also questioned the bipartisan approach of the investigation, effectively saying, well, it's all been framed towards Russia, but we have doubts about this. This gives Russia additional ammunition when the side that's been affected by the disaster, Malaysia, is also doubtful about the outcomes on the investigation.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping to explain some of this.
Thank you.